Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's wrestling news, John Cena in talks to return to WWE. WWE are also returning to live events soon. Aleister Black is returning on SmackDown. And WWE get huge payouts for the zombies. Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I am here to discuss all of today's wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video and comment down below what you think of all today's stories. And links to each story is in the description below, so click the timestamps and away you go. But first up, there were a bunch of rumors going around yesterday that John Cena will return on the first show that WWE runs with live crowds back. And then it was confirmed on by Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer yesterday also that this is still being discussed. It's not a set firm deal yet, but there is talks and they are ongoing. Now, we haven't seen John Cena, obviously, since the Firefly Funhouse match at WrestleMania 36 when he lost to Bray Wyatt. But he has recently spoken to Den of Geek, saying that he really wants A, audiences to return, and B, to get back into the WWE. He's also set to narrate and executive produce the WWE show, the WWE Network and stroke Peacock show, WWE Evil, which is some kind of weird kayfabe dark side of the ring, I guess. I'm not entirely sure, but we'll have to wait and see. So very interesting to see if WWE are going to pull out the big guns and bring John Cena back for when crowds return. But speaking of when crowds return, they are going to be embarking on a 25-city tour that ends on Labor Day, which is September the 6th, which will be a WWE War show. Now this is kicking off in July, so the first show that they're going to have live crowds back will be July 16th's episode of SmackDown, and that's going to be in the Toyota Center in Houston. And then the next show after that is going to be Money in the Bank, which is July 18th, and that's in Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. And then the Monday Night's Raw, July 19th, is going to be in the American Airlines Center in Dallas. And then they're going to be going, like I say, on a 25-city tour after that. And information about the exact cities and when tickets and things will be on sale will be upcoming. The tickets for these first three shows are out on Wednesday if you want to go see them. But WWE is coming back to live crowds in a big way in July. Brian Alvarez is also reporting that there's going to be a whole new sort of brand new look to all of the shows when they get the live crowds back. So we will be leaving the Thunderdome behind and probably having like new sets and things for when we return to live crowds. I, for one, am very excited to have the live crowds back. I think the shows have been missing it for quite some time now, but I do also hope they still do it just in a safe manner. It would be crazy just to fumble this, like just as we're about to get back to normality. But good news all around, I think. In terms of the quality of the shows, I think the Thunderdome has been absolutely fantastic for WWE. They've done the best thing that they could have done with it. But it's time for crowds to come back now, absolutely. But speaking of things coming back, last night on SmackDown, Aleister Black returned in person on the show. Earlier on in the show, they put up the sort of fourth installment of these Tales from the Dark Father vignettes, and he kind of ended that one just by saying, it's time to cull the herd. And then we went on to the main event, and it was a fatal four-way for the Intercontinental title. And it was Big E going up against Apollo Crews, going up against Kevin Owens, going up against Sami Zayn. And right at the end of it, Apollo Crews looked like he was in control and about to finish off Apollo Crews to win the IC title when the lights kind of went low, a bunch of fog filled up the entranceway and the Thunderdome. And then in comes Aleister Black wearing a kind of hooded robe thing that he kind of took off before he went in the ring. Went in the ring, stared down Big E, hit him with the Bit Black Mass, wandered off. Apollo Crews pins him to win the match. It looks like they're chucking Aleister Black straight into the IC title scene, maybe, with a first feud of Big E. I'm going to be very interested to see where this goes. I hope they give him a proper push, because he is a very, very talented man, and he definitely deserves it. And his run on the main roster has been sketchy at best. So I hope this is actually a renewed push for Aleister Black, and they're actually going to continue with this going forward. Big E, good person to put him up against first, like very top babyface kind of guy, but I was also hoping that Big E would be sort of stepping up to higher levels and going up against, like losing this feud to Big E, to Apollo Crews, made sense to maybe get him out of the IC title scene. But maybe if they're going to put him in with Aleister Black, then that's just like Aleister Black can't lose his first feud back. So I'm going to be interested to see what they do there. I hope they do keep on with the rumors of the big push for Big E. But speaking of returns as well on SmackDown, Rick Boogs, or Boogs, I guess, as he's called now, debuted with Shinsuke Nakamura, of all people. Baron Corbin was in the ring cutting a promo before the match. And out comes Rick Boogs with his guitar. And then he basically said that he's come to rock with the real king of SmackDown. And then he plays Nakamura out, playing his like shredding for his entrance music. And he was kind of playing guitar during the match. And eventually Shinsuke Nakamura beat Baron Corbin. But yeah, Rick Boogs, office favorite Boogs, is in SmackDown for unknown reasons. Yet there's still no word on what the plans for him is, whether it's just a weird one-off or whether this is it. If you don't know anything about him, he was signed to NXT back in 2017. He's a former powerlifter and bodybuilder, and he had very sort of rare and sporadic appearances on NXT. But if you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you go and find his big NXT debut. It's all over YouTube. And it's absolutely fantastic if you need to know anything about him. And it instantly made the entire What Culture office a huge fan of his. So yeah, very sporadic appearances on NXT. Right, he went on their live shows and things when they were doing that. But WWE are said to be high on the character. And I really hope this is the start of something like proper for him, because he's not had a proper run in WWE, well, since he started, really. So I'd be very interested to see what they do with that. And finally, on today's news, big news coming out about the zombies at WrestleMania Backlash. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk online about the zombies. Mostly bad, let's say. But turns out WWE got a seven-figure payout for it. So it kind of makes sense in their eyes. This is being reported by the Wrestling Observer, saying that there's no word on the exact amount, but that it is over $1 million. Apparently, WWE President and Chief Financial Officer, Chief Revenue Officer even, Nick Khan, was behind this deal with the Army of the Dead movie. And obviously, it got Batista in the intro thing as well. It was all part of a big deal. But yeah, they got seven figures for having The Miz attacked by zombies. So I guess in a business sense, it makes sense. In a logical, what the hell is going on sense, still absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, well, money rules at the end of the day. But that's it. Thank you very much for joining me on the news today. I have been Phil Chambers. If you want, you can follow me on Twitter at PhilMyChambers. Make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, and subscribe to the channel as well. It all really, really does help. But most importantly, go and have yourselves a bloody good day. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.